Less than a week removed from the first round of the NFL draft last Thursday night when the Buffalo Bills made the big move up and drafted Sammy Watkins in the first round. Sammy Watkins from Clemson University and a product of South Fort Myers High School on the Gulf Coast of Florida. At the draft in New York, he brought along one of his football coaches, his freshman football coach from South Fort Myers High School, Joe Hampton. Joe Hampton is a Hall of Fame coach in Florida, and he joins us live on the line right now. Joe, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Glad to do it.
Well, were you surprised when Sammy invited you to come to New York to Radio City with him last week?
Yeah, really. You know, I wasn't expecting it, and when he called me sometime in probably the end of March, he and I don't talk a lot over the phone. You know, we text maybe some, but I know his situation. That's just the way he is, you know. But, I was surprised and honored that he called and asked me.
Tell us about your relationship with Sammy, Joe. You had him, you were the freshman high school football coach at South Fort Myers, but you were around the program in his, all four of his years there at the high school, correct?
Right.
And
I had gone up after this school. I had been the head coach at another high school and had retired from the football, and one of my former players got the head job, and he talked me into coming back up there and to help him. I said, well, I'll come and do the ninth grade for you, but I'm not going to do Saturday and Sunday stuff. But that's how I got involved with him and just coaching the ninth grade.
So tell me your first look at Sammy Watkins when he comes in before his, you know, he's an eighth grader. He's probably 13, maybe even 12 years old going into ninth grade down there in South Fort Myers. What did you think when you first saw him on the football field?
Well, I knew that I had those kids come over when they were, you know, that before they went into high school. I had the skilled kids come that summer. You know, you start looking for your quarterback or who's the best, you know, who's the best athletes, and you kind of just start feeling them out. And I could tell pretty quick he was, had a lot of skill at that point in time, and he was, I think he's 40 at that time, probably about 4'8", 4'7", 5", something like that.
Wow.
But I could tell, and I had another kid that was coming that was a quarterback also. So I had already kind of, through the process of summer, narrowed it down to those two, and I was just going to play both of them, and both of them played defense too. So you had a good athlete there.
And I guess Sammy played some defensive back along with alternating snaps at quarterback with the other kid, huh?
We played both of them. You know, I'm of this old philosophy. I'm gonna put my best athletes on the field. I don't care if offense or defense. You know, they're gonna play. And my quarterbacks have always played defense. You know, because I'm not gonna have my best athlete standing every side of me, and when the other team's out there on the field, scoring.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We're on the line with Joe Hampton, who coached Sammy Watkins in high school. He was the freshman coach at South Fort Myers High School in Florida. I guess I read this. Sammy started actually one varsity game as a freshman. He must have got better as the season went along, huh?
Yeah, our season, we played, eight games. So, and I always tried to play them early. I mean, straight through. So those kids could be brought up. I think there's about three of them they took up to the varsity after our season was over. We had another kid that came in with him that was a freshman also, and he was actually the quarterback with the varsity team, Dallas Crawford. And Sammy, we had been keeping all the freshmen with me, but this particular one, they needed a quarterback up there, and I was glad to keep Sammy, and I said, y'all can have him. So it all worked out, and then he started up there, some, but and they looked at him a little bit at quarterback that, you know, the next spring. And, you know, with him in Dallas and things, but it, I could see one of the other kids that got, was coaching, the varsity receivers and stuff. And I told Dad and him, I said, look, Coach Dixon will take care of him. Don't, you know, he'll make the decision, put him in the right place. You know, so it's all kind of just trying to decide, well, is he a better quarterback than the other, you know, kid that's there? You know, how they go back and forth. They had been kind of playing, had been all, that had always been like the Pop Warner stuff, you know.
Right.
You know? So, and then that spring, they started looking at him at Wild out there, and Dallas could throw the ball very well. And, you know, so it was a good complementary for both of them.
Yeah.
And I think that was what, you know, for Sammy's sake, you know, he was very fortunate. He had a quarterback in high school that can throw him the football.
Sure.
And vice versa, you know. And you just don't have that a lot in high school, not for 3 years anyway.
Right. Coach, by the time Sammy was a senior, I watched, there was video of a game from December 2010, Sammy's senior year, South Fort Myers against Bradenton Southeast. And I saw him on a fake punt catch a 69-yard touchdown pass, and then he had a 60-yard punt return for a touchdown and a big come-from-behind win. By the time he was a senior, he was making plays all over the field in all kind of ways, it seems, down there, huh?
Well, you know, you watched him through the year, and of course, there were a couple games he was kind of nicked up a little bit and stuff, and they wasn't playing him quite as much on defense. You could see against the good competition, he rose to the occasion. And you know, that particular game you're speaking of, I was standing down the end zone with Coach Jeff Scott, receiver coach from Clemson. He was down there recruiting that night, you know, I mean, to watch him play. And, I mean, it was like a highlight show, you know. And,
yeah.
And I know Coach Beckley from Southeast, of course, they had a great defensive back that went on to Florida. And, you know, they were matching up, and it was a, you know, it was just a great competition between them two. But toward that end of that game, after he had that fake punt and he just blew by him, you know, and the week before he did the same thing against Naples. Caught a pass and, you know, he was gone. But Coach Beckley, you know, he kicked it out of bounds the first time and they had an illegal procedure, and then he had to punt again, and the other one took a bad bounce, didn't get out of bounds, and he caught it, and then it was history then.
Wow.
Know?
That's amazing. Yeah, you know, one thing about that his career there, and I guess his moving to Clemson, you'd mentioned Jeff Scott. It seems like it was might have been your relationship with Jeff Scott, the receivers coach at Clemson. His father, the relationship you had with him sort of got Sammy to Clemson. Is that accurate to say?
Well, his dad, Brad, and I have known each other 30 years, ever since he was a high school coach down here in a community, and I knew him when he went on to Florida State, and we were took our kids to FCA camp in North Carolina in the summer, and but I knew him when you know at South Carolina, so we had kept in ties, and then when he had this area again to come down here to recruit, and you know, when I told him when we came by that you know, that spring, I said, look, there's a ninth grade. I got two ninth graders here that you need to keep an eye on. That gonna be good athletes. Huh. And he started looking, you know, talking and started building that relationship thing. The other kid would have been a great football player too. He ended up going baseball and signed. I think he's like the 60th pick with Minnesota. But that's where it started. I mean, you know, I told Florida State the same thing, you know, anybody is, because I'm a Florida State graduate. But they didn't – that's when they had that changeover to coaches, and they didn't come by that spring, and they just kind of got lost in the shuffle, you know. And then Coach Scott and them got them got he and one of the assistant coaches, Coach Dixon, to come to camp up there in the summer. And when Sammy saw the university, plus they that's when they really saw his skills going into his senior year.
That
he was something special.
Hey, Coach. Coach, there have been some great players, obviously, coming out of the state of Florida and even in Southwest Florida, you know, Deion Sanders, Edgerrin James. Is Sammy Watkins like that caliber of player, do you think, as he moves into his NFL career?
Well, I think so. Now, you know, it's just like all those guys. You know, I played against Edgerrin and coached against Deion both. And Deion and I is good friends. I was glad to see him there at the draft. We got share some a little bit of time there, but you know, all the kids, you know, it's like when they leave here to high school, or you know, you don't predict, you know, how are they going to do in college. Well, they all did extremely well, and I think it's the attributes that they applied in college, they just turned around and did the same thing when they became professionals. And I look for Sammy to do the same thing. You know, I think he's worked hard. He's got the skills. He puts himself into it mentally. You know, I had no clue, idea that, you know, his freshman year at Clemson with that big transition from high school to the college, you know, that he would have that freshman year like he had. But that was all a tribute to him getting in there and learning stuff mentally, you know, that aspect of the game. I think that's where he's ahead of a lot of other people. And then his skills, you know, his speed and all that stuff that he had worked on. I mean, it just didn't happen. He worked at it and running track and doing stuff that he would to make him a better player. And that's what his forte, that he's done the things to make himself better, whatever that may be.
Well, I'm sure you played a large role in that, Coach. We thank you very much for coming on the air with us tonight to talk about Sammy Watkins. Hope we get a chance to talk again sometime. Thanks.
Well, I hope so, and look forward to coming up there and seeing him play.
Come on up. Thanks, Coach. Joe Hampton, he's a Hall of Fame coach in the state of Florida. He coached Sammy Watkins. It's freshman football at South Fort Myers High School in Florida, and he was there in the green room at Radio City Music Hall last Thursday night when Sammy Watkins put on that Bills cap.